You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of Central Americans intent on migrating to the United States have wound up, for the moment, sleeping on hard concrete floors in southern Mexico. And they could hardly rest when US President Donald Trump tweeted his intentions for them, saying what he called criminals and unknown Middle Easterners were among the group. President Trump has tweeted the migrants will be turned away from the United States if they get that far.
Well, you're going to have to see that. I had reports, and they have a lot of everybody in that group. It's a horrible thing, and it's a lot bigger than 5,000 people, and we got to stop them at the border. And unfortunately, you look at the countries, they have not done their job. Unfortunately, they have not done their job.
President Trump did not provide evidence gang members and people of Middle Eastern origin were part of the caravan, and immigration advocates dispute the claim. But he has also threatened to cut foreign aid to the Central American countries most are travelling from. US data shows in 2016, the United States provided $131 million in aid to Guatemala, $98 million to Honduras, and $68 million to El Salvador. By next year, those sums were projected to fall by roughly half to Guatemala and by about one-third to Honduras and El Salvador. President Trump is not being specific about further aid cuts he is considering, but he says those countries do nothing for the United States.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they're paid a lot of money every year. We give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing. They did nothing for us. So we give them tremendous amounts of money. You know what it is, you cover it all the time. Hundreds of millions of dollars. They, like a lot of others, do nothing for our country.
Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador are known as the Northern Triangle of Latin America, and people in those countries are fleeing widespread poverty and violence. The caravan started out less than a week ago, with fewer than 200 participants. But it has picked up people along the way, and is now estimated to have swelled to around 7,000. Many found a way to cross from Guatemala into southern Mexico, despite police blocking the official crossing. The walk north towards the United States is arduous, though, and as most of the group stopped 1,800 kilometres from the US border, some were considering turning back. Others, like Jose Anibal Rivera, say they are willing to risk their lives for a better future.
Paying the Maras, so one can't live in Honduras. Whatever happens to us is better than going back to Honduras. If we die along the journey, what can we do? But we don't plan to return to Honduras. We've come determined. Anything is better than returning to Honduras.
It is not clear when the caravan would arrive at the US border if it gets that far. The tentative plan is to walk to Arriaga in southern Mexico, then catch trains towards Tijuana. Members of the Pueblo Sin Fronteras, which organised the caravan, say they will help migrants, in their words, process humanitarian visas alongside the proper authorities in charge of doing so. Many Mexicans have sympathised with the migrants' plight, offering water, food and clothing. A man named Jesus Valdivia even picked up migrants in his truck to help them on their journey, saying it is important to help others.
Brother, we must help our fellow man. We must help them. Today it's for them, tomorrow for us. The world turns and we don't know what can happen. We must support them, give thanks to God, and learn to value what we have.
Matt Canellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.